Let me introduce some folks here who are with me this morning. I'm joined by Deb Sturgis, who's the grandma. I'm joined by Kate Sturgis Hussein, who's the mother, and her sister Joanna Sturgis, who is the auntie, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And sitting here in my lap here in the studio is 8.5-month-old Hamza, right, Hamza? Just sitting here watching me talk. And Deb, why don't you take it from here? Why are we all sitting here together today?
Well, I remember posting some photos on your Facebook profile page because we're mm-hmm. Facebook friends.
Yes.
Back when he was about 5 or 6 weeks old, mm-hmm. of the before and after the start of Up to Date to show you what we call the Steve effect, which is no matter how much he's screaming, he stops to listen. And now he's old enough, he replies to things you have to say. But mm-hmm. he doesn't go to sleep. He actually listens to Up to Date, and no substitutes are acceptable. It has to be Steve Kraske.
Kate, he likes when we talk about the school district,
oh,
you
yeah.
were saying.
Yeah, that's one of his favorites. We have that one on podcast on, I think, iPads, iPhones, anything we could do, because I remember when it was on the air, he was having a particularly rough morning,
mm-hmm.
and that broadcast came on, and he just, every time you said something, he had something to say right back, and he just chatted up the whole hour.
Well, he's sitting here on my lap in his green soccer sweater with the big soccer ball on the front, and he's being so good. He just woke up from a nap, and he's been smiling a little bit. And now, Deb, you were saying that there was a trip when he was having a hard time.
Oh, no. That was a night that he was having a really rough evening and was crying. And like many people who deal with infants, we thought, okay, we'll take him for a drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been driving, the three of us, with Hamza for 45 minutes with that screaming in a confined area. And finally, Aunt Joanna, who was sitting in the back seat with him, thought of the podcast she had on her iPhone, and she turned it on, and he was like, okay, got to pause my crying. That's Steve. Okay, I'm okay. I'm going to stop.
And you calmed right down, right,
yes.
Hamza?
And if I remember, it cut out a couple times because it was on the app on the iPhone, and so we had to wait when we were in and out of service, and every time it cut out, the wailing happened all over again.
He went from perfectly calm to red face, screaming every time it paused.
Well, Joanna, you're the aunt here. What's your theory about why this particular voice seems to have this particular effect? What do you think?
I don't know. Well, Kate listened to you a lot during her commute, so he got you a lot in the car.
And before he was born.
Before he was born. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of started there.
Mm-hmm.
And since Kate likes you, he probably got used to how she responds to listening.
A little prenatal therapy,
little,
you're saying.
Yeah.
And he did actually move differently in the womb when your program came on and he heard your voice.
Now, I hope mothers out across Kansas City are listening to this because of the benefits of listening to Up to Date and what can happen for you and your family if you tune in. So your advice, Deb, to other moms would be what then?
Be aware of what you're listening to even before your child is born and make sure they listen to high-quality material.
High-quality material,
and especially to Up to Date with Steve Kraske because you have a magical power.